From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hello. Hello, Jonathan. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. It's going pretty well. I have I have a small household complaint to share with you.
Oh, can't wait. This makes me feel better about my life.
Right? It's fun to hear other people complain about their households.
Exactly. I'm sure I'll relate.
Yes. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you or your husband wear reading glasses?
Yes. I should, but I refuse.
Oh, okay.
It's a,
good.
A weird thing that I
Smart.
Do.
Vanity? Out of vanity?
No, I'm just on the cusp. So mm-hmm. It's just when I'm really tired, I'm like, oh, I should put on those glasses. But right. For the most part, I can get by. So I fight it, which I was told by my eye doctor is, he was like, oh, yeah, you can definitely fight it. You'll lose, but keep going.
Keep going.
So
enjoy that. As long as you can. I wear glasses all the time, so I don't have a reading glasses situation. But my wife wears contacts and wears reading glasses, and I think this is a common thing for everybody that I know who wears reading glasses, is that you get, because they're cheap and you're losing them all the time, you get like a dozen of them and you just scatter them around the house. And so when you're like, where are my glasses? All you need to do is take a quick 180 degree spin and look on a couple of surfaces, and chances are you will find a pair of glasses there. And then you put them on, and then you realize your glasses were on your head or whatever.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Well, you know how people have these fantasies of, while they're sleeping, you know, what their pets are up to, mm-hmm. the secret lives, right? Wouldn't it be great if you put some cameras around your house and you just woke up in the middle of the night and your cat and your dog both have glasses on and they're just laughing?
Taking pictures of each other with your phone.
Yeah, exactly. Just saying, like, I can't see anything. I can't see anything.
Oh, your eyes are terrible. I can't see anything through yours.
How do these look, stupid? Or just putting them on. This is what my son does every time he puts on my husband's glasses. He puts them on and goes, I'm daddy. Look at me. I'm daddy. In a mocking voice. A five-year-old.
I can't imagine where he gets it. All right. So here's my suggestion. Why don't we now do our own impressions of professional public radio personalities and start our show and pretend it's a real show.
Okay, there's a first for everything. Here I go. Okay, check out this impression. We have a great show today. From Broadway and TV, we're joined by Jesse Tyler Ferguson. He played Mitchell Pritchett on the long-running comedy series Modern Family, and he'll tell us about his new side hustle, writing a cookbook. Also, comedians Samantha Reddy and Luke Moens will compete in a music parody that combines songs from the musical Grease with fun facts about the country Grease. And up first, we'll check back in with one of our favorite pairs of couple contestants. So let's do it.